This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Brought forward by, like, I don't know, me, wouldn't go anywhere. But there are some ideas that when brought forward by someone in a position of authority, impact, whatever, it becomes weighted. It becomes something that is going to pick up steam. I would say, as much as both me and Terrell Owens love me some me, that this is a concept that I had both considered and not considered at the same time. When the name, image, and likeness rules, or as many of you feel, lack thereof, made their debut a few years back, I started hearing the phrase, it's like the wild, wild west out here. And while I think that some of you were being a wee bit dramatic, I also didn't disagree with you either. Because the premise of that is that the wild, wild west has no rules. And the NIL structure, as it was debuted, had no rules. I presented a issue, I thought, at the time, which was, if you do not institute rules and make players, agents, parents, attorneys, whatever, fight those rules at the time, then they are going to do anything and everything, including many things that no one ever thought of. And to try to take something away from someone, that is way more difficult than it is trying to prevent them from doing it in the first place. My concern at the beginning of all of this was, if you do not institute rigid rules about what is and is not acceptable within your organization now, you are going to have players doing things you never dreamed of them having the opportunity to do. And if you allow them to do the thing and do not have an argument even, hey, maybe that is not specifically against any rule, but we do have the spirit of this rule and you knew what we meant, so we at least can fight you. Versus circling back around when a player does a thing and going, hey, you can't do that. And having a player saying, yeah, I can. You didn't say I couldn't. And then you have no ground to stand on to prove that you at least had the intent to prevent it from happening, if not the specific rule. It is easier to enact rules and have players challenge rules, rule by rule, than it is to have no rules and prop up rules that prevent people from doing what they are already doing. Danny White is the athletic director at the University of Tennessee. And Danny White has brought something forward that during that entire conversation, I felt like a parrot because I kept repeating. You have created a world that there is only one route out of, and that is collective bargaining. You are going to have to find a way to allow players to unionize, to represent all players, and to negotiate on behalf of those players. And there is basically one way to happen to allow that to happen. That one way to allow that to happen is to hire them, is to make them employees, and to say your compensation as an employee is room and board and education. And then you are allowed to or not allowed to do X, Y, and Z as a term of the employment. And to get those players to accept those terms, you would have to give them things back in the negotiation. This is exactly what happens with professional athletes across the big leagues. The NFL Players Association, when the owners say, we would like to go to a 17-game regular season schedule, and the players go, okay, you want more work out of us. You want another week of work out of us. You want another physically demanding job from us. Cool. But in return, we want X, Y, and Z. One of the things that they wanted was one fewer preseason game. And the owners said, okay, we have a deal. One more regular season game, one fewer preseason game. The players said, we want less of this in off-season practices. And the owner said, okay, cool. We're willing to separate that as well. So you're going to do less of X, Y, and Z in return for one more regular season game. And my take was, you're going to have to do that with the college kids. The problem is, and the reason that's not something that you just do, is twofold. Number one, there is a hell of a lot more college athletes than there are NFL players. Even if you just go with the power conference leagues, the ACC, the Big 12, the SEC, and the Big 10, there are so many more players. You have more teams, and the rosters of those teams are dramatically larger than NFL rosters. And number two, the NFL with their antitrust exemptions is effectively afforded the right to work under a different set of rules than any other business. Meaning that with laws pertaining to their organization, they are not beholden to respect and comply with state laws like colleges are. Which means that, and we talked about this because, speak of the devil, Tennessee, a number of weeks ago, the state legislature of Tennessee was putting forth a bill that would require, and they were kind of doing this in a roundabout way, but basically it was going to require Tennessee to do things in order to keep their state funding. Institutions in the state of Tennessee were going to have to do things that allowed them, by being obligated to do them, that allowed them to put more on the NIL table for players in Tennessee than would be allowed to be put on the table for athletes in other states. And the University of Tennessee and Vanderbilt and the other Middle Tennessee State, the other state institutions in Tennessee would be required to do these things by Tennessee state law. And as Tennessee state law would supersede the policies and guidelines of the NCAA or the College Sports Commission or whatever, they would have to go and do what other schools were not permitted to do by the NCAA and the College Sports Commission, and they would be required to do those things by the state of Tennessee. And if that happened in Tennessee and that was signed off on and approved by the state, you'd better bet your Rudy Patootie candy ass, that other states would follow suit and start filing the exact same laws or laws that go even further than that. And basically, it creates a rule that says, by law, there are no rules. By law, because whatever you, Tennessee, say, we here in Kentucky are going to go one step further. It's kind of like when NFL quarterbacks get new contracts. Like, these teams take advantage of every single wording loophole that the NFL has regarding salary cap in order to make sure that the next quarterback is the highest paid quarterback. And guess what? The next year, the next quarterback is going to be... It's that. States would just keep one-upping each other in terms of what they demand that their state institutions do. So my take the whole time was, if you want there to be a level playing field across the board, you are going to have a collective bargaining agreement of sorts somehow, which means that, and this is where my thought is countered by Danny White's plan. My thought was, you're going to have every school employ players. You're going to have to allow the players to create a union, the membership of which would be determined by the union, and then they would come to the table and collectively bargain on behalf of all athletes. Danny White's plan says, prop up an organization that is allowed to bargain on behalf of the athletes that does not require employment as a regulation for membership by players. Somehow create an entity, and I don't know how this works, and Dellinger tweeted this article out at 7:54 a.m., so I've had an hour and 15 minutes to stew on it. I haven't come up with anything. Not saying I can't, I won't, whatever. I just haven't had the time because I've been doing the show. But Danny White says, create an employment opportunity without employment. Create a, effectively, union for college football, football, and men's basketball players, of which employment is not a requirement for membership, that would advertise on behalf of the football and basketball players. And if they are able to get it there, then you have your collective bargaining. You do not have to employ athletes. You do not have to put them under any sort of employment contract. But again, my whole thought would be, come up with a way. And you want to know why this can't work. We've said before, a lot of people have said, well, just write up a contract. And write up a contract that says you are an employee of the school. And as an employee of the school, we're going to provide X, Y, and Z. And under that contract, you are going to be afforded this level of compensation and retain the rights to your name, image, and likeness to go make what you can make elsewhere. The issue is, because there is no at-large set of rules and regulations, if we start doing that, And this is why I've said, I assume that at some point the revenue share cap is going to be challenged. If you do that and Ohio State says, all right, we're going to sign you to a contract, and that contract says that you are entitled to X thousands of dollars from our revenue share, and in addition to that compensation, you're going to get school room and board. And also, you retain the rights to your NIL, so you can go out there, but you can't advertise whatever. Alcohol, tobacco, and strippers. You can't advertise those things. If you're good with that, sign here, and we will move on.
It's amazing. Those things don't normally go together.
Sorry,
right?
What I should have said is alcohol, tobacco, and tattoos.
There we go.
Yeah, my bad. That's a Buckeye thing. The issue is, if you allow that, how long is it before a school says you are entitled in compensation to receive school, room, board, and as you are an employee, $50 an hour in terms of compensation. And then another school goes, cool. All those things plus $75 an hour. And then another school says, cool, okay, cool. All those things plus $100 an hour. And we're just right back to where we were. In order for that to go away, you are going to have to end up with some sort of agreement where players at large, as approved by a membership board, which is comprised of players and their representatives, to agree to a set of rules that you can then place across all schools. There's your collective bargaining. So that's what Danny White is saying here. And according to Dellinger, a number of athletics leaders, I'm using his words here, quote, more than three dozen college athletics leaders, many of them sitting power conference athletic directors, say they support some sort of collective bargaining with athletes. A few like White are beginning to now speak publicly. Baylor AD Mac Rhodes told Yahoo Sports, quote, whether you call it collective bargaining or some sort of negotiating process, I think it is needed. Damon Evans, SMU athletic director, said, quote, it's worth exploring. There is concern over unionizing, and I understand that. But where we are right now, I don't think this is the last iteration of the process, end quote. So Danny White, the UTAD, has put forward an idea to create some sort of collective bargaining entity, which represents the players and their representatives on their end, but does not require employment with the school as a requirement to join. I think that's interesting because I do think in order that for that to work, and again, I've had an hour and a half of the knowledge of this. And I've been hosting a show during that same time. So I'm spitballing here. Welcome to radio. That entity, whatever shape it comes in, whatever form it takes, that entity is likely going to have to be propped up by, launched by, and then departed from by the, and I'm going to use the term NCAA, but really by all the schools is a collaborative effort. They are all going to have to likely pitch in for finance and help prop up this entity that they will then have to turn over to the players, knowing that that entity very rapidly is going to turn around and start making demands of themselves. Here is what we want from you. In order to agree to a wide sweeping set of rules that is going to impact every college football player at every school, at every level, we are going to make demands of you X, Y, and Z. And you are going to have to acquiesce to our request or we will not agree to your rules. And if we don't agree to your rules, nothing changes from the last 4 years. We keep making money. We keep making your life difficult, and there's nothing you can do about it. I am genuinely interested in how this is going to work. Now, I told you about another article that popped up over the weekend from the Wall Street Journal, as a matter of fact, that says that they expect, the Wall Street Journal is forecasting that in the very near future, we could end up seeing a number of schools that are paying like millions of dollars to have a super strong roster. We could see those numbers start to collapse. What happens to college football if that turns out to be true? We'll address that when we come back. Rob Brown, the great one, Lonzo, and you. The Rob Brown Show's on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
We talked about the Ross Dellinger article where Danny White, the athletic director at the University of Tennessee, has started sharing around a plan that seems to be picking up some support from other college football administrators, college sports administrators, to allow some sort of collective bargaining with players in which the players would be represented by an entity that would not require employment as a membership requirement. Well, there's another angle to this story that was put forward in an article in the Wall Street Journal written by Rachel Bachman that I found kind of interesting. She focuses this article on Ohio State. She points out that Ohio State last year had a roster that after all known NIL deals were put into an Excel spreadsheet, I assume, because you know how math nerds love their Excel spreadsheets. That roster was paid an eye-popping $20 million, and that would be considered a value this year because there will be more than $35 million paid to football players on the Ohio State Buckeye program, and they are not alone. There are other outlets like the University of Texas who are expected to have a roster that is paid out at more than $32 million this year and more. Bachman writes that payrolls at the highest paying football programs will likely be between $30 and $35 million on average. She also quotes Brian Schottenstein, who is the co-founder of the Ohio State University Booster Collective, Lonzo, called the foundation.
Schottenstein, by the way.
Schottenstein, sorry.
Yeah. Schottenstein's is a big store there.
There you go.
It was in the past and probably still is now.
Brian Schottenstein, co-founder of the OSU Booster Collective, the foundation, which I assume is how you have to say it.
No, because you're trying to make it like that school you hate with the cult.
They foundation.
It's not done that way.
How's it done?
the Ohio State University.
Yeah, as we all know, Buckeye fans go, ladies and gentlemen, the Buckeyes of the Ohio State. No,
by the way, I didn't do that.
You
I
lean
was,
into it.
My cadence was completely the same all the way across.
The foundation. That's how I'm saying it now. I was going to give you the emphasis.
That's
now
not it's just, that's not how
Ohio
I said it.
The
but
foundation.
I think you are misrepresenting my tone, and I find it disparaging.
Bachman says the spike in college football payroll surpassed only by the jump in price for top basketball players, which has over the last 2 years roughly doubled. She writes that, quote, it's all part of the lucrative new era of college football when the game is awash in money like never before. But, .. emphasis mine, not hers, it might not be around for long. She says that the price increases are happening for two specific reasons. Both are one-time injections at a large scale. Bachman says, first, new rules are kicking in, which aim to curtail the role of booster collectives. The groups sprang up in recent years to fund deals that ostensibly paid players for their name, image, and likeness, but the deals sometimes closely resembled pay-for-play, which is still technically banned. She points out that NIL Go just launched with the House NCAA settlement, which will require more scrutiny for booster deals. No longer can collectives be pass-throughs to funnel cash to players. Deals must include actual endorsement work in line with their value. Now, I have already pointed out, and we had a couple of guests on a few weeks ago. The social media videos are available on my Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok, because I'm an adult, where I clipped arguments from a number of different folks that we had on the show addressing this. One of the first lawsuits that I expect we are going to see once NIL Go launches is athletes and businesses that want to give them money saying, wait a minute, who the hell are you to tell us what is fair value for work or not? As I've said a gazillion times, a market price is whatever someone's willing to pay in the market. A 1972 Corvette Stingray may not be worth $75,000 to you, but that's my dream car. It's a car I have always wanted. It might be worth that to me. And if I'm willing to pay it, that's the market value of 1972 Corvette Stingrays. I might be the outlier in the market, but that's the market. So if, I don't know, Bob's Used Cars, I don't know why I said it, I don't know. It's always Bob's Used Cars. If Bob's Used Cars.
Well, they were working on a rebrand. It didn't really work. They had to go back to Bob's.
I mean, it's a classic.
I mean, when you think used cars.
You think Bob's.
Okay, you think Bob's.
When Bob's Used Cars says, we'd like to give you, local, state, and or private institution quarterback one, we'd like to give you $1 million to do a 30-second commercial that is going to air during football games. Who gets to decide that 30-second commercial is or is not worth $1 million? Who gets to decide that? Why is it that some suit working for the College Sports Commission gets to say, yeah, we don't think that's worth $1 million, if Bob's Used Car says, yo, we believe that if we prop up local, state, and or private university quarterback one in our commercial, that's going to bring us $1.5 million in business. So it's worth it for us. Right? Like, do they have to show their work? Does Bob's Used Cars have to submit some sort of theory about why that's that valuable? And if they do, can't they just, you know, make it up? That's going to be a lawsuit many, many times. But all of that being said, the second reason that Bachman says she believes that money is going to fall off here is that schools are about to begin directly sharing part of their annual revenue for athletes for the first time. Each school can spend up to $20.5 million. You know that. The cap will rise slightly each following year. But the belief is that with schools planning to spend 75%, 100% of that revenue share on football players and the rest of it on basketball players, the belief is that, or at least I would say not belief, I would say honestly, hope. The belief and hope is that a lot of folks giving money to these NIL collectives currently will shift back to giving that money to the institutions. will shift back to saying, all right, instead of signing an NIL deal with Julian Sayin, quarterback at the Ohio State University, and instead of giving money to the collective in the future, we're actually going to give money to the program. We're going to give money back to Ohio State. And we're going to say, you've got $20.5 million to pay out. We are going to trust that you are going to use the revenue sharing deal to build the roster the correct way. And so, in return for that, we're going to just give you the money to split it up how you see fit. I also think there is one more factor that Bachman did not include here. Anytime that anything hits the market and is new, there's a trend pop that comes along with that. When Rob Brown wanted to buy a new Xbox One a few years ago when it dropped, Rob Brown did not want to pay the original asking price of like $700 or whatever it was. But at the time, everybody wanted one. And so the price was just as high as they could set it and still have people come in and buy that. After a while, once PlayStation 5 dropped and once gaming computers started becoming a little bit more accessible, they weren't something that you had to spend 15 grand to be able to play on a computer, yada, 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 yada. Once all that stuff popped up, the Xbox One price dropped. And Rob Brown was able to buy one last summer for like $400, and it came with auto downloads of like two or three games that I wanted to play. So then I got it then, and I had to spend a lot less money. I think that, and this is a theory I've had since the beginning, although I knew it was going to take some time, at some point, the market will likely start to slow down a little bit. Schools are going to go, all right, we got $20.5 million in revenue, and while it is great to have a Heisman frontrunner at quarterback, we also understand that if we give a Heisman-caliber quarterback five of our $20.5 million, we can't really give him the weapons out there. And because there are not rules like there are with the NFL salary cap that can be bent, right? With the NFL, with Major League Baseball specifically, you can defer payments and you can, you know, change it from, well, we'll give you this roster bonus and this type of bonus doesn't cost against the cap. This time a bonus does, but only at a 50%, whatever the case might be. Those rules aren't really there for college football. So at some point with the cap, they'll have to start leveling stuff off. The question mark that popped into my brain was, four schools, and I do not think, so that we are clear, that the Ohio State is one of them, but to my brain, there are some schools out there. I'll give you an example. I do think, even though the run-up to the NIL deals was different, I think to some degree Georgia's in this group. I think this is why Lane Kiffin, the other day at the SEC spring meetings down in Destin, and I brought this up on the show, Kirby Smart got asked, hey, what's the most important thing, do you think, when it comes to building a roster? And Kirby was like, oh, great relationships. You gotta show the kids you love them, and you got to show you're going to do the best for them, and you got to do that and respect them. And it's like, all right, those are all nice platitudes. And then they said, yo, Lane Kiffin, what's the most important thing to a school for building relationships with great players? And Lane said, money. It's just money. You got to have the money. And he literally pointed at Kirby and said, you know, the Georgia coach over there is able to talk about loving and nurturing relationships because money's not an issue. It's kind of that philosophy I've told you for a very long time. You know who the people who say money can't buy happiness is? Rich people. People with money.
And by the way, all you people who, see, I told you, daggum, Ohio State bought their championship. Hey, make more money. That's all I can say. You know, if that's what you believe is the reason, then you need to donate more to whatever your collective is, or find a way to get more money to those players so that they can win.
It is the football equivalent of like social media influencers who film a video inside of their Lamborghini and they're like, you know, if you just get out there and grind and hustle, you can. No, I can't. I've been grinding and hustling for 20 years. I'm not in Lamborghini territory. You jackass, put your shirt on. Nobody likes you. It's the football equivalent of that. So I wonder what happens in the future when you have programs. I'm not saying who they are, but there are programs who I think have effectively, for the past couple of years, relied on, yeah, we're just going to throw stupid numbers out there in terms of NIL deals to get the guys. Miami, again, not naming names, but Miami. What happens when the cap comes in and when people get tired of putting a buttload of money into the foundation to not have trophies come as a result? You're going to have to go back to recruiting. I think there is an equilibrium point for college football, and I think Rachel Bachman's pointing out why we're on the way to that. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Los Bravos took on the Philadelphia Phillies in a three-game set this weekend. Los Bravos dropped two of the three against Philly at the crib. Los Bravos did win the one in the middle. They dropped yesterday. I feel like at this point.
Does it hurt less when you say it that way?
No, it hurts less because I'm used to it and I don't care anymore. Like I said last week, after the Braves went to New York and split a series with the Mets 2-2. They swept the Mets 3-3. They swept the Mets 3-0 in their series in Atlanta. They ended the first half with a 5-2 record against the then divisional leading New York Mets. And I said to myself, here's the deal. If the Braves are able to either A, win every series, there were five left, win every series for the remainder of the first half, which ends on July 13th. There were five of them left going into the weekend. There are now four left. If they were able to win every series, or if they did not win a series, sweep another series in return, they would get back to 500. And if they could get back to 500, I would feel, I don't want to say good about the second half. There's still a lot of work to do. But I would feel not ragey. How's that? I wouldn't feel like I'm going to cuss every time I see a script A on a blue cap. They lose the very next series 2-1. Now, again, they lose that series 2-18. That is a game and a half in the lead of the division. They lose that to a team that Bob Nightingale's USA Today, or I should say, sorry, USA Today's Bob Nightingale, said on my show on Saturday, I asked him, aside from the Dodgers, who right now is your team that can win a World Series? And Bob Nightingale gave me a couple of teams. The San Diego Padres, and he said out of the East, he believes the Phillies are the team most likely to win a World Series if it's not the Los Angeles Dodgers. So losing a series 2-1 to Philly is not the end of the world. But it does create that condition that I said on Friday, which is one of the other series now to me must become a sweep. If the Braves are at 500 or within a game or two at the break here in a couple of weeks, I'll feel a lot better. But you got a 3-game set coming up now that starts tomorrow against the Angels. The Angels are 1 game back of 500. They're not a great baseball team, but they're not a bad baseball team. Then you've got a 3-game set. These next two series, by the way, are at home. The two series that culminate the first half are on the road. Then you've got a 3-game set against the Baltimore Orioles. The Orioles are 11 games out of first place. Speaking of Bob Nightingale, I asked him on Saturday, which team would you say is the biggest disappointment of the first half of the season? There are only two answers to that. One of them is Atlanta and one of them is Baltimore. That's what Bob said. He said, but my biggest disappointment is Baltimore. And I would agree with him. I think Baltimore's an even bigger disappointment than the Braves. Baltimore is dead last in the AL East. Granted, the AL East is infinitely more competitive than the NL East, but they are still dead last and 11 games off the lead for a team that many people predicted and projected to win that division and go to the World Series this year. You got three at the crib against Baltimore. Then you're on the road for three at the minor league, not Oakland Athletics, who are 34-52. Then you're on the road for three in St. Louis, Missouri, against a Cardinals team that is 9 games over 500. You're not sweeping the Angels, I don't think, with Fuentes, Holmes, and Elder. The best chance you have of a sweep is probably Baltimore at home. Not only are you a better baseball team, maybe not on paper, but definitely in terms of what you're doing right now, but you've also got Schwellenbach, Strider, and Fuentes. That'll be Fuentes' fourth start, and hopefully he'll have it figured out. Or by then you'll know he ain't the guy. Then you turn around and you're at Oakland. Holmes, Elder, and Schwellenbach are the projected starters. You will have three on the road at St. Louis. Your projected starters are likely Strider, Fuentes, and Holmes to end the season. Obviously, that can all change based on rain delays, injuries, doubleheaders, whatever pops up between here and there. But You got to sweep one of these series. I think your best chance is at home against Baltimore, the most disappointing team in Major League Baseball. If you don't sweep one of these three series, not only are you not getting back to 500, I think you're probably going to end the season 4 or 5 games off the pace. And you're going to end the season, the first half of the season, when you are looking at a Phillies team that is 13 games over 500. You're looking at a Mets team that is today, and by the way, they are on another losing streak, 3 in a row, with a streak where they have lost, top of my head, back of the envelope math, I believe they've lost 13 out of 16, and you are 2 of their wins. They are still 11 games over 500 and a full 9 games out over Atlanta. I don't think you can reel them in. You are in a position right now that you need to be reeling them in. You are in a position right now, especially when the Mets are 3-7 in the last 10. They're like 3-14 in their last 17 or some dumb number like that. If you're not reeling in the Phillies, who are 5-5, because again, what I'm asking for is better than 500 baseball for the next 13 days. If you can't do better than 500 with the Angels, with the Orioles, with the A's, and with the Redbirds, if you can't do better than 500, you're done. You're done. I don't know. You've got Spencer Strider back. He's healthy in full. Here's the problem. And this is what I was trying to tell all of you 3 months ago when you guys were saying, Rob, Spencer's coming back. We're going to be fine. You're missing the point. Spencer Strider went out yesterday and gave you 7 innings of 5-hit, 2-run baseball, and you lost because you hit 6 baseballs in the game. You lost because the only run you scored was on a home run, and outside of that big dong, you had 1 runner in 33 at-bats. You had 1 runner get to second base. Spencer Strider could go out there and throw a career game. If 1 run is the best you're going to give me at a spot when, oh, and by the way, you were up against Ranger Suarez. Good pitcher. Nowhere close to Philly's best, right? Like, that's not Zach Wheeler. That's not a guy that's up there in Cy Young consideration. That's a good pitcher, not a legendary pitcher. And if you in that spot can't figure out how to get to 3 runs, if you in that spot can't figure out how to get a guy on second base, give yourself a chance to at least take advantage of an error or a passed ball or a pitching mistake or anything that happens. If you can't come up with that and you can't give, I'm not asking you to win 80% of your games. I'm saying, can you play plus 500 ball? Can you play 6-4 last 10 baseball? And right now the answer is no. Right now the answer is no. It's in your ballpark. The Phillies are playing 5-5 last 10 ball. They have opened the door. You're at home with about as much momentum as you've been able to generate at any point this season. You got pitchers that are going out there and giving you 1, 2, 3 run performances, and you can't get a guy on second base. I don't know what you want me to say. I'm done with the analysis here. Michael Harris finally gets sat down, needed to happen. Give him some time to go figure it out, bud. And that's about the best I can say, is you sat down a guy who wasn't performing. If you can't get to better than 500 ball over the next 2 weeks, second half of the season, I'm basically going to come on every day and go, Braves won or Braves lost, and that's all we're talking about today.
All right, it's that time of day where we ask Rob, what the X is going on, man? The first thing that's Xing is LeBron James.
LeBron James. LeBron James is Xing right now. And LeBron James is Xing right now because he picked up his player option, just over $56 million for 1 more year with the Lakers. Specifically said, well, his agent Rich Paul said, I don't know if he's got more than another year in him, but he's going to do 1 more. But there is a story that we will talk about tomorrow on the show, that Wendy put out. Apparently, there was discussion about potentially putting LeBron James out as trade bait by the Lakers. And apparently, there was like no offers for the guy. There was like nobody that was interested, mainly because, and I will say, I think in large part, it's probably because the Lakers were going to want like all-time draft package for this guy. And it's like, yeah, he's LeBron and he's still one of the best, I'd say, 10 players in the league. But he's going on his 23rd year and he's 41 years old. All like, right. This ain't it.
So one of the main reasons why he's exiting is because, and it's being talked about a bunch of places, is speculated that he wants to go somewhere else.
Yeah, and nobody wants him.
To win the championship. All right, the next thing is exiting is...
Who would pick him up? Who would be a... If we had to trade him, who's the trade for him? I got a couple of ideas.
Yeah, but he hasn't signed a contract, right?
He just signed it yesterday. Picked up his player option.
Okay, all right. Because I didn't think he had signed a contract yet.
Well, again, like he has a no-trade clause. So if he was going to leave, the Lakers would have to find a partner, and he'd have to agree with it, and he's got the player option.
I just saw people speculating Dallas.
How hilarious. We'll talk about that tomorrow.
Okay, the next thing that's exiting is Paul Rudd.
Oh, God. I want to know. I don't know why I want to know why. Either A... It's Paul Rudd's birthday. He's actually 137 years old, but looks just like he did when he was on Friends. Or B, he did something really funny.
All right, so he turned 50 over the weekend.
Good Lord.
But the reason why he's trending is people are throwing stuff up older and better, showing his picture next to other actors and showing that he's older and better looking.
He is. Like, I am convinced the fountain of youth isn't real. But Paul Rudd has found something very similar. Like, it is unfair that Paul Rudd is, and I'm comfortable saying this, Paul Rudd is somehow getting more handsome the older, and I'm not talking about, like, the way Harrison Ford, it's like, oh, what a silver fox, or Anderson Cooper, what a silver fox. I'm talking about, straight up, he just is getting more handsome as he ages.
Really throw Anderson Cooper in there?
You're, if you're telling me Anderson Cooper's not a handsome man, I don't know what to say to you.
I don't know if I would compare him to Paul Rudd and Harrison Ford.
But, oh, I absolutely would.
Yeah.
Okay. You don't have to like him. He's a handsome man.
I'm just saying it's a different caliber of celebrity. That's all I'm saying. All right, the next thing that's exiting is Cody Rhodes. I'm sorry, Cody Rhodes.
Okay, so I have not watched... Like, in-depth watch. I had it on in the background on Saturday. Did you see enough questionable looks out of Cody Rhodes that you think a heel turn is becoming a possibility?
It's always a possibility. I'm not so sure that happens. I think the crowd's going to dictate it. If you need him to beat John Cena as a heel, then suddenly he becomes a heel because John Cena is turning face, but I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Here's the reason why he's exiting. It's his birthday today.
Oh, very nice. Happy birthday, Cody Rhodes.
How old do you think Cody is?
Older than me.
No.
He's not older than me?
No.
I quit.
Cody Rhodes turns 40 today.
Okay, we're the same age.
Right. Really?
Yes.
What month is this?
I'm 40. He's right. 40. We're the same age.
Okay. Fine.
God dang, that hurts a lot.
Does it?
I listened to like 20 minutes of the Kevin Owens podcast.
That's a great podcast.
Kevin Owens is my favorite person in wrestling. It's official.
He calls him out so many times, and then Cody has to clarify. It's great.
He's my favorite person in wrestling. Also, the moment where he pours a whole glass of Cody Rhodes, what is it, vodka, and then he goes to grab a stir, and he like knocks and breaks half of Cody's bar. So then he just picks up the bottle and turns it over and uses it to stir. And he looks at Cody and he's like, "You can afford to pay somebody to clean that up." Like, dude, he's great. Hey, that's it for us. You're great. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. If you didn't, I don't know what to tell you. It's your own fault. Come back here tomorrow. We'll try again and do better. For Lonzo, I'm Rob. Have a great rest of your day. Don't trick your job. I'll punch you in the face. See you back here tomorrow on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. Later!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.